Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of Marina Break, which, from what I can tell, is like a version of Breakout. This is made by the same developer who made the Blockirano de Balkan games. And I'll try to play this. Now, I haven't really played this before. I'm not a fan of Breakout, really, but we'll give this a shot. So basically, you download this, you run the installer, it will ask you where to extract the files. Just click on the box where it installs by default, and it should put a folder in your C drive under, I think the folder is called Nianchen Game. And then you want to go in there and
Marina Break.
Find this.
Items view list, marinabreak.txt.
And let's run the game. Now, the first time you run it, it will ask you to type in your name. You do that, and then it takes you to the menu. So here we go.
Marina Break 1.04 English. Marina Break 1.04 English. List. Missions not selected.
All right, so here we are in the menu. There are a bunch of different modes in here. We have missions. If I go down.
Missions. Score attack. Velocity attack. Time attack. Tutorial. View scoreboard. Adjust BGM volume. Key config. Practice mode settings. Exit.
And those are all of your different options. There's different modes in here. I'm gonna go look at a couple things here first.
Prep key config, adjust BGM, view scoreboard.
Let's check out the scoreboard.
Marina Break 1, Untitled Brave.
Oh.
Document, less.
It opens,
Game, combo box. Combo box collapsed. Combo box collapsed 10. Button, link, link greater. Link www.nyingchainames.com.
Okay, so it launches a web browser. I'm not going to really look at that.
Marina Break 1.
But you can post your high scores and do things like that. Hit enter.
Marina Break 1. Missions.
Okay.
Velocity time attack tutorial.
That's the tutorial. I am going to check that out in just a minute.
View scoreboard. Adjust BGM volume. List. 4.
You can adjust the music volume here.
3. 2, 1.
That's low, and if I go all the way up,
3, 2.
Let's drop that down to 2 and hit enter.
List missions not mixed. Time tutorial. View scoreboard. Adjust BGM. Key config.
Okay, key config. This is something that you might want to mess with. This lets you change the key mapping, which I will do because I don't like the defaults.
Press a key you want to assign when the action name is spoken. Left, Marina Break 1.04 English.
Okay, so I'm going to hit the keys when it tells me the action. So it just said left. I'm going to hit left arrow on my keyboard.
Right.
And that will do right.
Up, down.
Up and down.
Racket right swing, default, Z.
Racket right swing. Now, I would prefer to use the control keys, but this game doesn't seem to differentiate between the right and left keys, so you can only use one key. So I think it said move to the right, so we'll press the letter C.
Racket straight swing, default, X.
And I'll hit X, because that makes sense.
Racket left swing, default, C.
And left swing, I'll do Z.
Show target info.
Target info, I'll just do tab.
Key config saved.
Which I think is the default. So now that my key map is saved.
Key config saved.
We can continue. I'm going to hit enter.
Marina Break 1.04 English. List. Missions.
And let's see here.
Time. Tutorial. View scoreboard. Adjust BGM. Key config. Practice mode settings. List.
automatically notify racket position disabled, periodically notifies the racket position by a beep with the corresponding pitch. Not select, automatically notify racket position disabled.
I'm going to turn these on.
Enabled, automatically notify racket position, notify hitting range disabled, plays a sound when the ball is directly above your racket and is close enough to hit. Left and right swings have a little bit more hitting range to the corresponding direction than this notification area. Enabled, notify, save.
And those are your two options.
While these set.
Wait.
While these settings are enabled, you can't post your scores to the online rankings.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to hit enter.
Marina break one missions.
And all right, so
Velocity time at tutorial.
Let's take a look at the tutorial and then I'll try these modes.
Welcome to Marina Break. Marina Break 1.04 English.
And I'll just continuously press enter to read these dialogues.
In this game, you control an extremely bouncy ball and destroy floating blocks. The main objective is to destroy all the targets in the game field, but if you let the ball stop, the game is over. I'll explain how the game system works. Please practice actions before getting started. The game field is 2D, and you are near the ground. The position of the ball is navigated by this signal you're currently listening.
Okay.
You have a racket, and it is used to gain velocity to the ball. When the stage begins, you can launch the ball from any location you like. Okay, let's try. You can move your racket by pressing arrow keys.
Okay.
While moving your racket, the position of the ball will follow the racket position. To launch the ball, press Z, X, or C key depending on the direction you want to launch the ball.
Okay.
If you want to curve the ball to the left, press C.
Actually, in my case, that would be Z, not C, because I changed the key maps.
To curve it to the right, press Z.
Again, that would be... Yeah, that's not C. That's not C. Wait.
To curve it to the right, press Z.
Yeah, that's not Z in my case. That's C because that made more sense inside my head.
X key launches the ball straight forward.
And, of course, pressing X will launch it straight in front of you.
But please remember that the launching angle is not always same.
So I can move this around. It clicks when you're at the edge. Hang on, let me turn this game down.
Dialogue NVDA volume dialogue select dialogue system dialogue Marina Break 1.0 volume 99 79 59 60.
There we go. It should be a bit less loud. And
Marina Break 1. Ball. 0 targets remaining.
So, I pressed tab, and it brought up this menu.
Ball. At 10.00. 5.50. Ball. At 10.00. 5.50. Velocity 0.00. 0 targets remaining.
And it tells you that.
Marina Break 1.
Alright, so let's move this around here. So, that's all the way up. This is all the way to the right. Let's go to the left. Now it's not panning around. I don't know if that's... Well, I'll just hit X. So it's bouncing around.
The ball is always taking effect of gravity. So, it moves describing a parabola. When it hits a block or wall, the energy is gradually decreased. This movement system has never appeared in audio games. It may take some time to get used to, but it's fun.
Yeah, this is kind of strange. So apparently the ball moves around in a parabola type of shape, which I vaguely know what that is. Not that well.
Next, we'll learn how to use the racket.
Okay.
When your racket hits the ball, it bounces just like it does when crashed into a wall, but the energy is not lessened. I'll drop the ball now. Try to receive it by moving your racket.
Okay. Move up. Oop. I guess we'll leave it at the bottom. I'm very confused.
Two times remaining.
Oh, I have to hit. Wait. Oh, wait. So, if I. Oh, I guess it plays the little. I don't get this. Yeah, this is, So I'm holding the right arrow. This is not a very good tutorial. Wait, so I think when it plays that sound, that it means you can hit it. Let's see. Or not. This. I really don't like this. You know what? Maybe I can't do this because this is not making much sense to me. But this game is very spatial, or it requires spatial awareness, I'm pretty sure, and I don't have that. I can't even hit it. Alright. Oh, okay. I think I hit it. Yeah, okay.
Marina break.
Okay, well, there you go. There's your really short demo of this game. I don't get it. I don't like it. Doesn't make that much sense to me. But I think what might be tripping me up is the navigation system. But yeah, that is Marina Break. Now,
Audacity.
Before I go, I had some people ask me to demonstrate the shop in danger on the wheel because I forgot to demo it in that particular demo. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to open the game here.
Desktop documents, and ballet, BG, items, crazy party, cones,
items. We'll do this and
game.bg, game.exe.
Go in here. Danger on.
Play survival time. Enter the shop.
Welcome to the shop. You have 11 coins. Use the up and down arrows to see what you can buy.
All right, so I have some coins here. Let's go down.
Buy a turbo for 50. Go back. Enlarge the grid to 33 by 33 for 6 coins.
So you can make the grid larger.
Buy a neutralizer for 7 coins. You have 0.
A neutralizer, I believe, destroys bombs.
Buy
refueler for 30 coins, you have 0.
The refueler will give you additional fuel.
Buy a permanent extra life for 25 coins, you have 0.
And that's a life.
Buy a turbo for 15 coins, you have 0.
And I think turbos make you go faster. Let's just,
Go back, enlarge the grid to 33 by 33, enlarge the grid to 34 by 34 for 8 coins.
There we go, so I just made the grid bigger.
Go back.
Learn.
But that's coins, basically it.
Audacity.
Oh, and as for the breakout game, I don't know, you guys, that it doesn't make that much sense to me, but I guess what you're meant to do is hit the ball and keep it moving and keep it breaking bricks and things like that because it's meant to be breakout. But I don't really like that type of game. So anyway, I hope you guys have found this helpful, and you guys take care.